This is the 2019 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and the Center for Western Studies. Here's Kara Hetland with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
A state Senate committee is advancing a bill that codifies the official indigenous language of South Dakota. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
It's the first step in the legislative process to codify the official indigenous language of the state as the language of the Ocheté Chaco'in, or Seven Council Fires, which is comprised of three dialects, Dakota, Lakota, and Nakota. Faith Spotted Eagle is Ihangtawan Dakota and Nakota from the Yankton Reservation. She says she testified in favor of the bill to show support for her grandchildren.
Yumashki, deampetuki, ki takchi, wana de ska oyateki, kachnigapi. So finally, the white people of this land called Dakota have recognized that the plurality of all over the world, people speak many different languages. And finally, in this day and age, they've accepted our language of whose land that we live on. So de waniatu ota wana. Finally, they understand. That makes me happy.
Testimony on Senate Bill 126 was at times emotional. Supporting testimony went for over an hour and featured fluent Dakota, Lakota, and Nakota speakers from elders to children. The bill's prime sponsor, Democratic State Senator Troy Heinert, says to hear testimony in native language was important.
For years, speaking your native language was frowned upon in South Dakota. And I got a text from one of the senators that was on the committee, and he said, you can feel the pain of not being acknowledged for who you are, and this bill will help ease that pain. And, you know, that's pretty emotional right there.
If passed and signed by the governor, Heinert says South Dakota becomes the first state in the continental U.S. to codify indigenous language. The bill passes unanimously out of the State Senate Affairs Committee and heads to the Senate floor. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The House Education Committee is advancing a bill that requires high school students to pass a civics or citizenship test before graduating. An amendment to the original bill sets the exam at 10 questions. It formerly required 100 questions. Interim State Education Secretary Ben Jones says it standardizes the tests for students.
The 100 questions are available then. As we talk through this, we think the department would make the 100 questions available to students to study, and so they would study the 100 questions and then from that get 10. So the governor supports the moving to 10 questions, and it's more in sync with how the USCIS administers the exam.
State Representative Aaron Healy of Sioux Falls says that's not enough of a test.
I think civics is a much deeper realm than that, and by asking only 10 questions, we are doing a disservice to our students about the amount of information they should be learning and the knowledge that they should have. So I'm going to be voting no on this.
The bill, as amended, requires only students in public and accredited private schools to take the citizenship test. It's moving to the full House on a 10-4 vote. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is asking state lawmakers to put a pause on legalizing hemp for production. Two bills working through the legislature deal with hemp production. Noem says growth is not authorized under any state or federal programs yet. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Noem and the Department of Agriculture are discouraging farmers to plan on growing industrial hemp this year. She says the state is not ready to produce industrial hemp. She says she would like to wait until next session to consider the issue.
When we look at concerns that we have, there's unknown costs with how we license individuals to grow this commodity. There's public safety concerns and enforcement activities that need to be dealt with. We do not have a testing system for roadside transportation that could occur that we could utilize with our public safety officers. And we also are concerned with what we would do as far as opening up opportunities to start different types of hemp and production across the state as well.
Noem says she wants legislators to wait until federal guidelines are available. She says she wants to get a better idea of the cost to the state and if the crop is as profitable as it's talked about.
So right now, passing a bill is really something that we're doing a little bit in the dark.
Noem says if one of the two bills are signed into law, production would not be legal until July 1st this year anyway. That's the middle of the growing season. She says this announcement is not an indication she will veto the legislation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The State House Education Committee rules a law to restrict teachers giving their opinions in class is not needed. The sponsor of House Bill 1113, State Senator Phil Jensen of Rapid City, says he has heard from a high school student who has run into at least one teacher who shows her bias.
On a weekly basis, if not more often, the teacher would stand upon their pulpit and preach to us her political beliefs. She would have us watch videos and critique or analyze them. These videos were always moderately to radically political. We were to fill out analysis sheets and turn them in the next day. If someone's assignment expressed an opinion she disagreed with, they were graded harshly and would rarely, if ever, get the grades they deserved.
One State Education Association lobbyist says there are already rules in place to encourage instructors giving all sides of issues. Jeremiah Murphy says because of the list, there's no need for a state law.
This covers everything in 1113. Every eventuality in 1113 that would be problematic can be addressed under the existing, and these are rules. These aren't statutes, these are rules. And I would, as an aside, point out that the sponsor of 1113 pointed out that what he wanted to do was update this so it was more meaningful in 2019. I would argue that the way these are written, they are broad enough that they remain meaningful in 2019 just as they were in 2018. And if we see an issue in there, it's easier to change a rule than a statute.
The House Education Committee debated on a measure for more than an hour, then defeated the bill to the 41st day on a 10-3 vote. The Department of Criminal Investigation is looking into whether or not the Kristi Noem campaign for governor violated state law. The complaint alleges that violation took place when President Trump flew into Sioux Falls for a fundraiser for Noem last year. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
State law says the state, counties, and municipalities may not spend public funds for the purposes of influencing the election of a candidate. According to Argus Leader reports, cost of the President Trump fundraiser to the Sioux Falls Police Department was around $20,000. Cheryl Johnson of Sioux Falls filed a complaint with the Secretary of State's office, which passed it along to the Attorney General. Johnson says she's concerned the Noem campaign used taxpayer funds to pay for the security of a private fundraiser.
I can understand it if it had been a public event, if he'd come for a rally or to visit the city, but the only reason he was there was to help her win the governor's race by attending this private fundraiser that most of the taxpayers were shut out of because we couldn't afford $500 to get in.
According to campaign finance reports, the Noem fundraiser featuring President Trump raised over $500,000. The fundraiser was hosted by the Noem Roden Victory Committee, which was a fundraising committee established 8 days before the event. During press conferences last week, Noem says she won't comment on the issue because of an ongoing investigation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2019 State House Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking SDPB News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and the Center for Western Studies. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.